From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When earthquakes happen, earthquake scientists want to be there, especially with an earthquake as large and destructive as the recent 8.8 magnitude quake that hit Chile. In the days since, geophysicists and geodesists who study the Earth's movement have flocked to Chile, and more are on the way, hoping to pick up enough clues to one day predict when the next big one will strike. NPR's Juan Ferrero accompanied one scientist at work in the foothills of the Chilean Andes.
Yeah, sometimes that may take quite some time to find these points.
Jeff Genrich pants as he makes his way up a rocky mountainside, searching for a tiny stainless steel pin embedded in the bedrock. The geophysicist has come a long way from Caltech in Pasadena, where he's a staff scientist. He says that pin, the size of a nail and installed in 1992, will be measured using a GPS receiver. The objective is vital to determine just how much the Earth is moving with each powerful aftershock that's shaking Chile these days.
This is what we were looking for, this little steel pin, stainless steel pin in the ground of a diameter of about, like a fingernail, size of a fingernail.
His four-man team this day includes a local farmer who hacks a big bush nearby.
Different folks that process the data.
There can be nothing obstructing the GPS receiver, which collects signals from a satellite. Genrich and his team steady the tripod that holds the receiver with big rocks to keep it in place in case some wandering cow decides to rub against it. Genrich and other scientists are installing sensors like these across a swath of Chile, and they are doing it fast. Mike Beavis from Ohio State University has been working here for 17 years. He's now in the Chilean capital, organizing logistics and raising money as he sends team after team of scientists into the earthquake zone.
Time is very precious because if you don't get there till, say, two or three weeks afterwards, you've missed an important part of the signal.
Beavis says there's a sense of urgency and that you can see it in the herd of scientists arriving in Chile.
It's very exhilarating. I mean, I think there's a lot of people running now, right, mainly on adrenaline.
This quake was so powerful, it moved much of the continent. Buenos Aires moved up to 4 centimeters to the west. Concepcion, the city near the epicenter, moved 3 meters. For earthquake scientists, the size matters. It means the big aftershocks offer larger amplitudes that can be measured with greater precision, says Genrich.
If you have a large event, then you have a better chance of capturing just more of what's happening there because everything is just on a larger scale.
The goal, of course, is to gather the kind of data that will help scientists reach what Genrich calls the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail is to be able to predict an earthquake and to somehow at least say, okay, it's going to happen at this and this location, and it has this and this magnitude, so people that are within this zone should be evacuating their homes, should be out in the open where nothing can hurt them.
Genrich says that's why the search for clues, any clue that can shed light on how the Earth behaves, is worth the trouble. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Talca, Chile.